Haitian police work their way through the slums of Bel Air, exchanging gunfire with the dreaded Shamir, gangs of supporters of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The Shamir, which in Creole roughly means ghosts, live up to their name. They disappear into a maze of alleys in one of Port-au-Prince's oldest neighborhoods that is a stronghold of support for the former president. Scores have died in violence in Haiti since September 30th, when Aristide's supporters began violent demonstrations calling for his return. Mr. Aristide, who lives in exile in South Africa, says he was forced to leave Haiti earlier this year by the United States and France, a charge both countries strongly deny. Haiti's interim government blames Mr. Aristide for the violence. Justice Minister Bernard Goose told VOA that his government is facing nothing less than terrorism.
The society is facing acts of terrorism and very barbaric acts where you have people being beheaded and people being burned. It didn't happen once, but we can say that there's a scheme of terrorism that is coming down in the city, and the government has to face that along with the police force.
A force of about 3,000 UN peacekeepers, headed by a Brazilian general, backs up the Haitian police, but UN officials say it is not their job, but the job of Haiti's police to disarm the gangs. A promised international force of 8,000 troops has failed to materialize. UN officials say they hope to add several thousand more troops by the end of the year. UN officials also say they have other concerns in Haiti. These women are scooping up cans of beans and carrying the food away in heavy sacks. They are waiting for relief food in the town of Passerine, about 20 kilometers north of Gonaïve, Haiti's third largest city. Gonaïve was devastated by floods from Tropical Storm Jean 1 month ago. UN officials have organized a massive effort to provide relief to the flood victims. Food deliveries in Gonaïve were suspended after violence broke out. Now those who need food must find their way to Passerine to receive it. Tropical Storm Jean did not hit Haiti directly, but because the country is deforested, the storm turned deadly. Trees and soil that could have absorbed the rain have been replaced by scrub and cactus around Gonaïve. As a result, a cascade of water, mud, and rocks swept through the city. Fernando Arroyo is overseeing relief efforts for the United Nations in Gonaïve. He says the basic reason for the tragedy is extreme poverty.
I think the main bottom line is the deforestation, but that responds to a critical economic situation when the people in Haiti don't have any other resource. Chop off the trees and they will transform them in charcoal to sell the charcoal as the last resource.
Gonaïve has begun a slow recovery, but relief supplies to the city have been slowed down because the main road to Gonaïve is now blocked by a meter-deep lake caused by the storm. Political violence in Port-au-Prince has also prevented authorities from unloading ships carrying relief aid for the people of Gonaïve. Fernando Arroyo says Haiti's government also needs to do more.
A number of streets in Gonaïve are still clogged by mud. A number of drainage channels are still dirty, full with mud and branches and objects. The humanitarians, they are doing an effort as well to remove all the debris and to unclog the streets. But we need a bigger support of the government in terms of heavy equipment, which we know is available, to come here as soon as possible to integrate this common effort.
There is also anger in Port-au-Prince at the way Haiti's interim government has responded to the political violence. Backed by UN peacekeepers, Haitian police have stepped up police sweeps in pro-Aristide slum areas and arrested several prominent Aristide supporters. Among them is Dr. Louis-Gérald Gilles, a surgeon and Haitian senator who is a member of Mr. Aristide's Lavalas family political party. Dr. Gilles, who was recently released from jail, says the violence in the slums is being caused by extremists who have no connection with Mr. Aristide's political movement.
Je condamne énergiquement le comportement de ces chimères.
Dr. Gilles says he opposes the violence of the pro-Aristide gangs, who he says believe they can force the return of the former president. He says he does not know who is backing them, and he rejects government charges that he and other Lavalas politicians offer encouragement to the gangs. Dr. Gilles and other Lavalas politicians say Haiti's government is using the violence to crack down on Lavalas, which is the largest single party in Haiti's suspended parliament. Members of Haiti's interim government reject the charges, saying there has been no crackdown on Lavalas political activities announcement that Lavalas activists who support the gangs will be brought to justice. Again, Haiti's Justice Minister, Bernard Goose.
I reject them altogether because for the 6 months that the government has been in place, it's been very continuous that the Lavalas movement have been able to stage pacific demonstrations, manifestations, and they have their media, and the Aristide Foundation is still functioning. And a lot of civil servants are still in place, and even some have been promoted. So I reject any accusation of harassment.
The growing violence is raising fears of involvement by another group of heavily armed Haitians, members of Haiti's disbanded army. Former army members led a rebellion earlier this year that helped to force Mr. Aristide out of office and the country. Now they are threatening to move against the pro-Aristide gangs. Speaking to VOA at his heavily fortified house outside Port-au-Prince, ex-Haitian Army Major Raymond Sandravic says he is waiting for the government to call for assistance.
Moi-même, avec information qui me vient,
he says he knows where the Shamir are, and he is ready to take them on. He says Haiti's government should fulfill its responsibility to end the violence, and he is willing to do his part to bring that about. While some members of Haiti's interim government have said they would welcome support from anyone to end the violence, others like Justice Minister Bernard Goose warn of a catastrophe if Haitian army officers get involved.
We don't want to go into associating ourselves with paramilitary because we don't want in the long term that there will be a backlash in terms of death squads and stuff like that. Because if you don't have enough control on the ethics of those organizations, anything that they do wrong could harm the government. So that's why we told and we are still saying that they are not welcome.
Bernard Goose says more police recruiting is underway and international support is in place to reinforce Haiti's police. He says he is confident Haiti's police will eventually be able to assert their authority. Most Haitians, battered by violence and Mother Nature in recent weeks, hope he is right. They fear violence could spiral out of control if the police are unable eventually to disarm the forces that threaten Haiti's stability from all sides. For Dateline, this is Jim Teeple in Port-au-Prince.